The Dave Outman's attorneys are hosting their first ever corporate shave-a-thon, and it's also open to the public, so you too can go. Director at Outman's attorneys, Taryn Potter, joins us on the line. Welcome, Taryn. Good to have you.
Good morning, Clarence, to you and your listeners.
It is your first little mission on a shave-a-thon. Tell us why you've entered the fray.
So at Worksmans, we have a social responsibility committee, and each month we highlight different causes that we want to support. So with October being really a cancer-focused month, we've decided to partner with the Cancer Association of South Africa, and we thought this would be a really fun way to get our employees involved by having a shave-a-thon and a spray-a-thon at our two offices in the Cape, the one at the V&A Waterfront and the other in Stellenbosch.
Well, Werkman's Attorneys is one of those prestige brands in the legal sector. You would have done your due diligence on cancer and what it represents. Tell us what it represents.
Well, I think there are very few people in South Africa today who have not been impacted or affected by cancer in some way. And so through this initiative, you know, we really want to show that we are standing behind those that are battling this illness and those that are survivors of this illness, as well as their families. And this is just a way for us to really partner with the organization and do something to raise awareness for cancer, as well as a fun and exciting fundraising initiative to bring in some funds for cancer as well.
And the cancer organization itself, its bona fide, is fully intact.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a fantastic organization.
Okay, so how much do you hope to raise for such a good cause?
Well, we have approximately 130 employees across our two offices, and we're hoping that everyone gets involved. And we're asking for a minimum donation of 50 Rand per employee to either have their hair shaved or sprayed. So really, the sky's the limit today, and we are hoping that people dig deep and support this amazing initiative.
So you're rallying the troops, and the offices are going to be a little less gray today. They're going to be colorful, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we encourage members of the public to join us as well. And we'd also like to throw out a challenge to some other corporates who also might want to get involved and support the fight against cancer.
That's absolutely great. So how would the public get involved?
So the shave-a-thon is open to the public as well. So our offices in the V&A Waterfront, we're at number 5 Silo Square, and it's from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock today. And our offices in Stellenbosch are at the Block B in the Wagenweg Office Park in Stellenbosch Street. So members of the public can arrive and participate in the shave-a-thon should they be willing to do so.
Then you're talking about a challenge that you're putting out there to other corporates. Give us the form that it takes.
Well, really, I think, you know, as corporate South Africa, there's a lot that we can do to raise awareness for cancer and funds. And this is a really amazing opportunity. It's been so smooth to organize this shave-a-thon through the Cancer Association of South Africa. We were able to facilitate it really quickly. They're going to arrive. They're bringing their teams to assist. And we're just making the space and the platform available and obviously encouraging our employees to get involved. So to other corporates out there, it's a great way to support this initiative and, you know, to do something at their own offices and to open up their offices to the public for a couple hours in the day that can really make a difference from a fundraising perspective for the Cancer Association.
Taryn Potter is the director at Werkman's Attorneys, and it is their Cancer Corporate Shave-a-thon. It's going down today. I get the sense that there's a lot of enthusiasm for this initiative from employees. Are managers also dyeing their hair? Are you also going there?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of what color, but I'm probably going to go with something really bright and pink.
What percentage of people cut and what percentage of people dye?
Sure.
100% dye,
actually. I'm not sure, but you know, lawyers generally are quite conservative.
Yes.
I expect we're probably going to have more going for the spray-a-thon than the shave-a-thon. But that being said, we've got some very brave people in our office, so we're going to be documenting it, taking some photos, and I'm sure we'll have a couple of freshly bald heads around the office later today.
I know there are some lawyers that buck that conservative trend, but why are lawyers so boring?
Well, I think that's a bit of a generalization, Clarence.
You said it. You said lawyers are conservative.
I said conservative, not boring.
Okay, right,
there's
fine.
A difference.
I thought it's the same thing.
No, we like to play by the rules, but within the rules, there's a lot of room to be creative. And certainly at our firm, one of the things I really love about Worksmans is that everyone is actually an individual, and people have such diverse interests and tastes outside of the working environment that it's really fascinating to get to know people that you're working with and just learn about what they love to do outside of the law.
I thought it was an Afrikaans brand. I thought it was Werkmans. You're saying it's Worksmans.
Yeah, so our founder was Nathan Worksmans, so it actually is the soft W. But many years ago, we merged with Yannis de Villiers, which was a permanent yes. law firm in the Cape. So we do hear a lot of Werksmans around, but technically the correct pronunciation is Worksmans.
Yeah, clearly I don't have a big need for legal representation. But I really appreciate your time and your initiative. Thank you, Workmans, for getting behind cancer. I think it's a very deserving cause. And again, for those folks that want to walk up, just where exactly are you?
So the V&A Waterfront, we're number 5 Silo Square. So it's quite close to the Silo Hotel as a landmark. And in Stellenbosch, in Stellentia Street, in the De Waag en Weg Office Park.
Thank you, Taryn Potter, Director at Workmans Attorneys, for joining us. They are at it. Their shave-a-thon is going to cover, or rather color, their offices very, very differently today.